KX93.5 is joined in studio now by a man who's having a very, very busy week. The chef and owner of Cafe Zulu, Michael Leach, is in studio. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Are you still alive?
Yeah, barely.
Hanging in there?
I'm hanging in.
Well, if you missed the news, Cafe Zulu announced that this Sunday will be its last night, not due to any business reasons, but due to the fact that you're ready to basically hang up the knives, right?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
How many years you've been doing all this now?
Well, I opened my first one in 1971, so yeah. 45 years. Yeah, we've had 7 restaurants in that time period. So,
And I mean, they've been successful, and you've done well, and you've got, just a cult following in your 40-something seat restaurant.
Yeah, it's definitely been a phenomenon. I can't express my gratitude to the people of Laguna Beach and in the surrounding areas, how they've followed us and how they've just been so supportive. Yeah.
Yeah. So this week, a couple weeks ago, you announced that this Sunday would be the last. And then all of a sudden, word got out and people flocked to the restaurant.
Oh my God.
So what was that like?
That was incredible. It's hard for me to get any work done in the kitchen because the phone rings 24/7 every 5 minutes. And people begging and people crying and people, it's become crazy.
So you can't get anybody else in.
I've got to get somebody in there to answer the phone this week, believe me.
So you and Tony are done. What are you going to do?
We have no plans. Our number one priority is our health. We want to get our health back. We've been doing this for so long and so many hours, and she's got real bad legs, and I've got a few injuries, and we just want to get healthy and basically get our life back. I joke about it, but I haven't slept in 45 years, but. We would like to catch up on some of our sleep.
What have your hours been like at the restaurant for a few decades?
Well, the Quiet Woman days, the other 6 restaurants that we've had all had live music, bands, rock and roll until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Of course, I was a lot younger then,
right.
And I can handle that. But I was only 23 years old when I opened that first restaurant. So my hours were like 6 or 7 in the morning, and then I'd get home at 4 in the morning.
Oh my God. The
next morning.
I mean, you really didn't sleep.
No, I barely slept. And yeah. now the Cafe Zulu hours are a little bit better, but not that much. I go in at 8 and I get home at midnight, 1 or this week, this last 2 weeks, because of what's been happening, I don't get home till about 2. It's crazy.
All right, so next week you're finally going to get to go to sleep for the first time in 40-something years.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to. Now I have some time. I don't want to waste it sleeping.
Seems like a good.
What Warren Zevon say? I'll sleep when I'm dead.
So you're going to go on a vacation or anything like that?
We will, but not right off the bat.
Right.
Like I said, we want to get our affairs in order. We want to get our health back. And then we'll step back and see what we want to do. But we love Laguna. We've lived in Laguna since the 70s.
Yeah.
I grew up in Corona del Mar. We have close ties to Hawaii, though, so we'll spend some time in Hawaii.
Yeah. So talk about the baseball cut of swordfish you guys do, which we're going to tantalize people with that nobody can even eat because they can't get into the restaurant.
Right.
Because you used to do a baseball cut of steak at the Quiet Woman.
Exactly.
And now it's swordfish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, when I opened the Quiet Woman, everybody was doing steaks at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The chart houses were in their big time prime, and Chuck steak houses, and everybody was doing steaks and salad bars. And when I opened the Quiet Woman, I said, I want to do something different. Sure, I'll have a baseball steak on there. And they were top sirloins in those days. I don't know what people are doing now with steaks, but I'm doing filet and ribeye, but I said, I'm going to do something different. So I started cutting. Swordfish was plentiful. It's a big, firm fish. So I started cutting the baseball swordfish and started serving it in the early 70s there. And the minute I started serving it, it took off.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I cook everything over the mesquite. But the swordfish just really takes on that wonderful smoky flavor because it's a firm fish, and you've got to leave it on for quite some time because it's 3.5 inches thick.
Right.
It's a pound of swordfish.
Wow.
And we have our own seasoning that we put on it that we make, And I baste it with mayonnaise while I'm cooking it. And it just comes out very moist and very, very good.
If you had to guess, how many plates of it do you think you served?
I couldn't even guess because 45 years of cutting and cooking that same piece of fish.
Right.
You know? I mean, and in all of our restaurants, we do 100 dinners a night.
It could
you know?
Be tens of thousands.
It could be.
Yeah, easily.
We might get up and do a million. Who knows? Who knows?
So, you never even really, aside from your nights off, get to enjoy cooking for yourself at home.
Well, I only have one night off. That's Monday night. Right. And I do not cook.
No.
I got food from La Serena last night.
So, are you going to spend some time working on new recipes?
No. I'm hanging up my tongs.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of like athletes that retire. They really don't even follow the game anymore.
Right.
You know? It's weird.
And you haven't, based on this, like we were talking about off the air, based on this reception this week, you haven't reconsidered.
I tell you, truthfully, I go home every night and wonder if I'm doing the right thing.
Really?
You know, but then we kind of step back and go, man, we got to do this.
Yeah.
We're so tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, Michael Leach in studio, the chef and owner of Cafe Zulu, which is having its last night of dinner this Sunday night. Now, talk about what the restaurant's going to become.
Okay.
Which is a Creole restaurant, thanks to Michael Byrne, who's a big fan of your restaurant.
Michael's a good friend
and
a great guy and a very good friend of ours. And, he is a big fan. He's in there all the time. And he he's seen what we do and how long we do and we've done it and how we've been killing ourselves for so long. And he's one of those guys that, hey, he just says to me, hey, you got to get out of here. You know, you're killing yourself. You got to get a life. And for the last couple of years, we've been actively trying to sell the restaurant. And we had people that wanted it. We had offers. But this one with Mike just came along out of the blue. He'd been talking about it for 2 years, but after a couple giant glasses of wine late at night, you know, so I didn't know how seriously to take him.
Right.
And then he was talking to his cardiologist one night at the restaurant, and she said, because he always said he wanted to put in a New Orleans-style Cajun restaurant, and his cardiologist's brother is one of the top ones in L.A.
Wow.
And he had just lost his lease, and he was looking for something. So she put them together, and it clicked, and within a week, he had something put together.
Yeah.
So this, I don't know Norman's last name. He goes by Norman the Creole Chef.
Okay.
And he's supposed to be really, really good. He grew up in New Orleans. He learned from his mom and dad, who cooked Cajun style. And they'll close down in the month of June and July, probably. Reopen in August. They'll change the whole concept. It will be Creole. And then they'll do a lot of cosmetic changes to the restaurant to make it look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that Creole food in Laguna?
We don't have anything like
it. No, we don't.
The people that were interested in the restaurant were sushi bars, which I think we have quite a few of in town.
Yeah.
The one that I almost sold it to was going to do a brick oven pizza, and I think you have one right below you here.
Well, and South Laguna too.
South Laguna, and I think the new one on Ocean. There.
Oh, the new Italian place. You're right.
They have one too. So we have a few of those too. So I don't think they were going to do anything unique to you for Laguna, and this is definitely going to be unique.
So, I love it.
And Michael, you know the good thing and the great thing is that we're turning it over to somebody that's local, that knows everybody, that has a following. The saloon that he owns downtown is a happening local pub where everybody, it's like a Cheers type saloon. And I think it's just a great transition.
Yeah, there's a great sign in the saloon. I'm going to misquote it, but it says something like, if you're going to be an ass, go to Newport.
Go to Newport,
right.
Exactly.
So you're right.
That's where I grew up, and like I said, I never go back to Newport. Yeah. So.
All right. So, Michael, was there something you'd like to close with to kind of say to the people of Laguna as your last week?
I'm overwhelmed by the outpouring that we're getting right now. I never imagined that something like this would happen. We're closing I mean, we got people crying. We got people giving me a standing ovation in the middle of the night while we're cooking. They're bringing us gifts. It's like the Derek Jeter retirement tour, you know. It's crazy. And I just, Laguna is the greatest little city. I mean, Corona del Mar, I grew up in the 50s and 60s. It was like that back then, but of course it's not like that now. But Laguna is real, you know. The people are real, and I just appreciate everything they've done for me. It's great.
Michael Leach from Cafe Zulu, this is it. Right, we'll wait to see that Creole restaurant at the end of the summer. See you, sir.
All right.